Welcome to another powerful show of prophetic revelation and insight. Straight Talk with Wayne, your daily source of prophetic revelation, prayer, and the Christian news that you need. As part of thesecondadam.com, Pastor Wayne invites you to listen, enjoy, and share these anointed messages of hope and glory.
Deuteronomy 8:18 says, "Remember the Lord thy God, for it is he who gives you the ability, the power to create wealth." Deuteronomy 8:18, "Remember the Lord thy God, for it is he, God, that gives you the power to create wealth." So, this is one of the podcasts that may really excite you, or if you are very legalistic, may upset you. We're going to talk about prosperity. We're going to talk about walking in prosperity. And we're really going to focus on how to create wealth as a Christian. We go throughout the Word and we see that poverty is a curse. We go through the Word and we see that we'll be blessed in the city and blessed in the field. Blessed when we come in. Blessed when we go out. We can see the blessings, okay? And that Christ came to give us life and life abundantly. Now, Does this mean that if you're in poverty, if you're having a hard time, if you're financially behind, that you're a bad person? Does that mean that God's blessings are not on you? No, I want to be very clear on this. At the same time, we're going to focus on the ability to create wealth in our walk in Christ and why that is so important. This is a journey that we're going to be doing over the next few months. I really feel like Lord has laid this on my heart because I coach business owners. I coach people every day, and I see too many people being held back by poverty. They do not have time with their family. They do not have time with to do ministry. They are being held back more and more every day, and the enemy is just choking people out of their future through finances. So we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about the calling to develop wealth, the calling, the importance of it for personal fulfillment and for other people. We're going to discuss overcoming limited beliefs, and just to go, hey, I got a belief and this limiting me in my life is not enough. How do you impeach or eradicate those beliefs and put in, how do we like install new beliefs? We're going to go through the scientific approach to acquiring wealth, our thoughts, our mindset, and practical steps. We're going to go deep into what the Word says. And the Word is very clear here, talks about imagination. In fact, the Bible says, gird up the loins of your mind, the loins of your imagination. We're going to talk about real life, real world examples from people that I'm coaching and people I'm personally working with. And we're going to go through all of this. The role of gratitude, how gratitude impacts us. We're going to go into the common pitfalls and distractions that help us from living a life of productivity and wealth. Also, we're going to go into how to actually apply it in your daily activities. More than tithing, more than giving offerings, that's important. More than that, we're going to go into other areas because I've seen people that tithe and give and they still suffer. They still struggle. We're going to show you how to move into a new era, a new way. If this is for you, if this sounds exciting, and you're willing to follow us here, then yep, I invite you. This is going to be a journey. And not every podcast is going to cover this. We're going to be bringing in current events. We're going to be bringing in things as the Lord leads. But I want to see the body of Christ financially and physically in great health. Financially and physically in great health. And there is a time where your finances will affect your health, negative or positive. And we're going to go into that as well. So if you're excited about this, guys, you want to know more about how we are going to expand upon this, how you can truly become prosperous using biblical principles, walking into your biblical destiny, then I welcome you aboard. Is this going to be a prosperity message? Absolutely. If that excites you, then hang on tight. It's going to be a good one. God bless.
Thanks for joining us for Straight Talk with Wayne. Do you need prayer, counseling, or personal prophetic ministry? Then go to thesecondadam.com for more information. And be sure to sign up at yourprophecynews.com for the latest updates, free resources, and prophetic news. God bless.